Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. Today we're going to be learning the first Tavli in Parsha's Tazria Metzayra, that's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vaydabar Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar El B'nai Yisrael Lemer, speak to B'nai Yisrael saying, Yisha Ki Sazria, when a woman conceives, V'yalda Zocher, she gives birth to a male. V'tama Shebas Yami, she's going to be Tamei for 7 days, Kimei Nidas Dvois Atitma, like the days of her menstrual flow, she shall be Tamei. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Yisha Ki Sazria, Rashi explains, why is it this Parsha follows Parsha Shmini? Amrav Simla, he says, Kashim Shi Yitzrasa Shal Adam Acher Kol Behema Chai V'Oif Mas Abreshes, just like in the creation of the world, first all the animals were created, afterwards people were created, Kach Tarasa Nisparsha Acher Taras Behema Chai V'Oif, so too many discussions and halachas regarding people are being discussed after we discussed many halachas of animals, which were discussed in the previous parsha. Kisaz Ria, Lerabbis is included Jafilu Yoldasu Machoi. Even if a woman gave birth to a dissolved child, Shenimchav Nasik Min Zera, the Loyalainu, she miscarried a dissolved child, Imait Mea Leda, the mother is still Tame, this type of Tumah called childbirth Tumah, Tumas Leda, Kmei Nidas Dvaisa Titma, Kesedra called Tumah Hamura Benida, just like we say that when a woman's in Nida, she's Tame, Mitam Tumas Leda, she becomes the same type of Tumah when she gives birth, Vafilu Niftach Kever Blaidam, even if her womb opened and there was no blood, she's still Tame. Dvaisa, what's this expression of Dvaisa? Lashain Dover Hazav Migufa, this expression of something flowing from her body, Lashain Acher, a different way of understanding this is Lashain Madve Vachayli, an expression of illness and unwellness, Shain Isha Roy Adam, a woman doesn't see blood, Shaloy Techla Rosha Vavarek Ved Malea, and her head is not going to hurt and her limbs are not going to be heavy. When a woman sees blood, when she's having her menstrual cycle, her limbs are heavy and her head hurts. Back to Chosh Pasuk Gimel, so she had this baby boy, Bayamashmina Yimo Basar Lasai, and on the 8th day, the flesh of his Arlah shall be circumcised, Ushleshim Yom Ushleshis Yamim, for 33 days, Teshiv Ed Meitara, she shall sit, she shall wait in her blood of purity, B'chal Kadesh Laisiga, she's not allowed to touch anything which is Kadesh, V'al Mikdash Laisavi, she can't come to Beis HaMikdash, I'm Alois Meitara, until she finishes the days of her purity. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Dalid. Teshiv Ain Teshiv Al Lashon HaKava, this means she shall wait, she shall sit. K'mayva Teshiv B'kadesh, V'yesha B'elenei Mamre. B'demei Tahara, Afal Pi Sharaya Tahira, even if she sees Dam during these 33 days, she's Tahar. The Pasuk says, B'demei Tahara the first time, Rashi tells us, Loi Mapik Hei, without a Mapik Hei, there is no dot, there's no Dagesh in the Hei. V'hu Shem Davar, this means it's a noun, K'may Tahar, like the word purity. But the second time it says the word Yemei Tahara, Mapik Hei, it has a Mapik Hei, it's pronounced Yemei Tahara, Yemei Tahar Shelah, it is her Yemei Tahar, her days of purity. Loi Siga, she's not allowed to touch Kaidesh, Azhar Lo Echel, means she's not allowed to eat it, K'may Shnei Bivamas, like it's taught in Yavamas. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hei, Vim Nekeva Seiladim, she gives birth to a female, V'tama Shavuayim Kenidasa, so then she's Tame for 2 weeks, like a Nida, V'shishim Yom V'sheshes Yomim, and for 66 days, Teshev Al Meitara, she's in the state of blood of purity. Uvim Loisi Meitara, Levain Oilavas, and when she completes these days of purity, for either a son or a daughter, Tavi Kefes Ben Shnasei La'ayla, she shall bring a sheep within its first year as an Oila, Uven Yoyna Yisrael L'chatas, and a young dove or a turtle dove as a chatas, Al Pesach HaLamayit L'Kayin, she brings it to the entrance of HaLamayit to the Kayin, V'kir Vali Fnei Hashem V'chiper Aleil, and he shall bring it in front of Hashem and bring about a kapar, an atonement for her, V'tar Ramim Kardameha, and then she'll be purified from the source of her blood, Zoyz Teres HaYiledes LaZachar LaNikeva, this is the law of the Yiledes, a woman that gives birth to a male or a female. V'im Lois Imtza Yada Deiseh, if she doesn't have any money for a seh, for a sheep, V'lachash Deiseh Mashdein B'nei Yoyna, she can take two turtle doves or two young doves, Echel Oila V'Echel HaChatas, one for an Oila, one for a Chatas, V'chipra Aleh HaKayin V'Tahira, and the Kayin brings about a kapara for her, and she becomes Tahar. Now Perek Yigim Pasuk Aleph tells us, V'idab Rashal Mosh V'al Aaron Lamer, Hashem spoke to Mosh and Aaron saying, now from now we're going to start learning about Tsaras. Tsaras is an affliction of the skin. It's very difficult for us to understand this because we don't know what Tsaras is nowadays, so we're going to be encountering many terms and many descriptions that we don't really know what they are. That can perhaps present a challenge for us to understand exactly what Tsaras is, but we're going to do our best. Adam, a person, Kiev Arbasari, when he has on the flesh of his skin, Se'es or Sapachas or Beheres, either Se'es or Sapachas or Beheres, V'hayab Arbasari, Lenegat Tsaras, and he has his Negat Tsaras, his affliction of Tsaras on his flesh. V'huvel al Aaron Akayan, he shall be brought to Aaron the Kayan, Oyel Achanim Banav Akayanim, or to one of his sons, the Kayanim. Let's see Rashi here, Pazik Beis, Se'es or Sapachas, Shmais Negayim him, these are names of afflictions. Ulavanu Zumizu, one is whiter than the other. Beheres, Chabar Bureis, these are different spots. Next, Rashi al Aaron, Gzeres HaKosev, it's a special Gzeres HaKosev, She'ein Tomas Nagayim Vitarasan El Api Kayin. The only one that could say that a Nega is either Tamir or Tahar is a Kayin. Back to Pasuk Gimel, he has this affliction on his skin, Vera Kayin is a Nega Barabasar, and the Kayin shall see this Nega on his flesh, Vesera Banega Fachlovan, if the hair on the Nega turned to white, Umare Nega Amak Merbasaroi, and the appearance of the Nega is deeper than the flesh of his skin, then Nega Tsarasu, it's Tsaras, Vero HaKayin Vitime Ha'ose, and the Kayin sees it and he's Matame. However, Rim Baharas Lavana Hiba Arbasaroi, if this is a white Baharas on his flesh, but it's not deeper than the skin, and the hair is not turned into white. So now the Kayan has to lock up, he has to sequester this Nega for 7 days, which means he takes the person, he puts him in his house, and he says, you can't come out for 7 days, because he doesn't know exactly what this Nega is, so he has to wait there for 7 days. And the Kayan shall see it on the 7th day, meaning on the 7th day of him being quarantined, the Kayan has to come back to take a look at this Nega. The Nega stood, nothing changed. changed. Lifas on Agabar. It didn't spread out onto his skin. The Kayan has to sequester him away for another 7 days. Now, we're in the middle of talking about Tsaras. A person had a Nega Tsaras on his skin. The Kayan came and it was undeterminable whether it was a Nega or not, meaning was it Tame or not. So this person was sequestered. He was put into quarantine for 7 days. The Kayan came back and nothing changed. So he was put into quarantine for another set of 7 days. And now we started this Aliyah with the Kayan coming back at the end of that 7 day period. The Pasuk says, V'ra Kayan Oysa Be'em Ashvi Sheinis. The Kayan shall see him on the second set of 7 days. V'nei Ke'a Nega. And behold, the Nega dimmed. V'loi Fasa Nega Ba'ar. And the Nega did not spread out on his skin. V'tiara Kayan. And the Kayan shall be Metaharet. Mispachasi. It's just a Mispachas. V'chibas Begad V'tahir. And he shall wash his clothing and he'll be Tahar. Let's just see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Vav. Keha. Hucha Mimarisoi. It dimmed from its appearance. Hayim Amad B'marisoi Pasa. However, if it stayed, even at the end of the second set of 7 days, nothing moved, nothing happened, or it spread over his skin, Tame, then it's Tame. Mispachas, Shem Nega Tahar. His name Mispachas is just the name of a Nega, which is Tahar. He was begotten with Tahar, Hoel Veniska Kol Hezger. Since he had to be sequestered, he had to be quarantined, Nikra Tame Vitzarch Tvila. He, to some extent, is called Tame, and therefore he has to go to the mikvah and he has to wash his clothing. Batramish Pasuk Zion, however, Vim Pasoy Sifsa Mispachas Ba'ar. If the Mispachas spread throughout his skin, Achareha Oysel Kain Lutarasai, after he had already shown it to the Kain to be Mentahirit, Venera Shainas Al Kain, so the Kain has to come back and take a look at it a second time. The Kain sees it and he saw that it spread throughout the skin. And the Kain shall be metameit because tsaras. Now the pasuk continues with another type of tsaras. Negat tsaras kitiya ba'adam. If a person has a negat tsaras v'huvel ha'kain and he's brought to the Kain, and the Kain sees it, behold, it's a white se'es on his skin. And behold, the hair turned to white. And there's healthy live flesh on the se'es. Tsaras neshenes hi ba'ar b'sarei. This is just old tsaras on the flesh of his skin. The Kain has to be metameit. Lo yaski renu. He shouldn't put him into hezker. He shouldn't quarantine him. Kitamehu, because this person is clearly tamei. So that was just another type of tsaras. However, if the tsaras broke out all over his skin, the kisa tsaras is kol aranega, and the tsaras covered the entire skin that was afflicted, mei roshiv ad raglov, from his head until his feet, lachomare ena kain, everything that appears to the eyes of the kain was completely covered in tsaras. Vira kain, and the kain sees it, vine kisa tsaras is kol basare, and the tsaras covered his entire skin, vitiras hanaga, so then he's matar the nega, kule hafachlov and tarhu, entire thing turned to white, so it's tar. However, the day that he sees that there's healthy flesh on this person's skin, then he's metameit. Meaning, if the person's entire body is covered in tsaras, he's not tameit. Only if he has a little bit of healthy skin, so then he would be tameit. This is what we just said. The kohen's going to see his healthy flesh and be metameit. Habasar chai tamehu tsaras hu. This healthy flesh is tameit. It's tsaras. If this healthy flesh turns into white, uval akayin, he shall come to the kain, v'ro akayin, and the kain shall see it. V'hine napach hanega olavon, behold his nega turned to white, v'tiar akayin is hanega tarhu. Once again, the kain is going to metahar it because it's tahar. And the pasuk continues with another type of tsaras. Ubasar kia vay ba'ayre shchin v'nirpa. And if a person on his flesh had an inflammation of sorts, and then it became healed, v'hayu makam ha'shchin se'es levana. But then in the place where that shchin was, where that inflammation was, there's a white se'es. Oy ba'heres levana adam. Or a reddish white baheres, v'nir al akayin, and it's shown to the kayin, v'ra akayin, and the kayin sees it, v'hine mara shafal min ha'ar, behold its appearance is lower than the skin, usa'ara hafach lavan, and the hair turned to white, v'teme akayin, the kayin's metameit, nega tsaras hi bashchin paracha, it's a nega tsaras which broke out on the inflammation, but v'im yiren akayin, if the kayin sees it, v'hine ein baser lavan, it doesn't have white hair, ushfal einena min ha'ar v'hikeya, and its appearance is not lower than the skin, and it's dimmed, v'izgira akayin shivas yamim, so the kayin has to put him away, he has to quarantine him for 7 days. If it spreads out on his skin, so then the kain shall be metameit, it's a nega. But if it remains in place and did not spread out, it's just a scarring of the inflammation. The kain shall be metaret. We're going to stop here for the day. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.